John Boy.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. I know you're going to talk trash to me. It is the brand new month, July. It's July 1st today, y'all. 2020. Yes! Welcome to July. Oh, 6 months to go in 2020. I can't believe it. We already didn't finish 6 months. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope y'all did some productive stuff the last 6 months of your life. I know we was all still going through the pandemic and all of that stuff. But I hope you guys really set some goals for these next 6 months. If you didn't accomplish the ones in the first 6 months, so you still have time. Get it together. Come on, let's go.
Well, hello.
Welcome to Shelby's World. It's Wednesday, guys. We missed y'all last week. Queen had to get us.
She talked about me,
but she did it too. So don't be letting her put that off on me all the time. She did it too.
I was so exhausted last time with it, and I think I was completely just like overwhelmed. Let me finish this candy because this is. Let me do this candy because I'm so excited because every time I get on here, I'm
always
eating candy.
And somebody was like, she always eating candy. When she get
on there,
like,
somebody said to me, I was like, they're learning me.
I said, well, that's about it. It is a podcast. So we just be coming on Facebook Live and all that because that's something that you want to do. And we know that y'all like to see us, but we usually don't be live.
Right. I love the live better than the audio. But, y'all, welcome back. Last week was just one of those times that I just really needed to rest. And I told Queen, I said, Queen, I was like, can I do this as a rest day? So you can still go check out our write-up for last Wednesday's show. It's on our RSS feed on Shelby's World. freedomtrainradio.shelbysworld.com. And you can definitely go on there and see what we talked about last week, but we just didn't have an actual hour. Yeah. But thank y'all for tuning in today. I feel refreshed.
We had a weekend busy. It was Father's Day. Link up celebration. Well, I guess we want a celebration, but you know, us giving back, you know, we go Father Link Up. This is now the first of Link Up.
So, what we did last week, we did a community fish fry, and it was supposed to kind of become some volunteers to get people, to get some hands on people in the community who want to help the program flourish a little bit more than what it's doing, because it's doing really well, and because it's growing, we need more hands. And with that being said, because last Saturday we didn't get to get what we really wanted from our day, we decided that this Tuesday we're going to host a volunteer interest meeting. So if you would love to be a part of Link Up and want to, and you want to come out and see what we're doing, what we got going on, and how to get involved, this Tuesday, July 7th, would be the great time to come out and get involved. We're going to have a meeting, definitely giving some information, giving and having the volunteer form so people can go ahead and get involved and get signed up.
Come out.
It's going to be correct.
Some of us grew up in that community, some didn't, but it's going to benefit all of us. So, you know, come out, sign up. You will be going through training.
Because one thing about being in a program where you're touching the lives of children, you want to have like-minded adults. You don't want just anybody out there trying to say they volunteer because you don't know what we're pulling into that. So just take into consideration that there will be, you know, trainings and things of that nature. Also, you know, at some point you will be background screened. because we have to make sure that the proper people are around our children. Now, with background screening, there are things that can allow you to still work with the children depending on what type of background it is. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what's ruled out when it comes to being around children. So we don't have to kind of go into all of that. If you know what it is that may not be suitable to bring around them, don't even sign up. Don't even come out. But for everybody who is interested and want to come and get their hands involved and, you know, help us and help the community, it's very rewarding.
I'm still laughing because those are actual.
I'm not coming to
that. Like, they know when Link Up come out, they know we coming to. They already know we coming to see them every time. So, like, guys, you know, come out and support the community, support the organization that we are part of. And it's time. At this time in our age, like, it's time. We talk about community and all of this and what's going on in the community, but hey, like, can't talk about this man being alive. Mm-hmm. It's actually like helping the problem in the situation. And those kids over there have seen a lot in the last, well, probably just about all their lives, but I can honestly say in the last past 6 months they have seen a lot.
Yeah.
They have seen a lot. So, you know,
come on,
Nancy. Come join us. We'll give you the information and stuff. You know, check our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. So we'll be posting stuff and everything. So, you know, just reach out if you want to come out. But before Shelby starts, our sponsors today are Shelby Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby Bistro on IG for all the catering needs of which you might need her to actually do for you. She does weddings, she does parties, she does graduation, she does it all. So check out Shelby Bistro at IG. Also, our second sponsor is JC Couture. From cosmetics to wigs to everything, JC Couture Studios, where we're actually filming at right now. So, you know, check out JC Couture also on IG. And I'm not sure, Link Up, we don't have an IG page for stuff yet.
No, we got a Facebook.
And Link Up is also our new sponsor. So, we have a Facebook page, so check out Link Up on our Facebook page at Link Up. Those are the sponsors, and shout out to Joe and Patrick, Freedom Train Radio, for hosting our podcast.
They're always believing in what we're putting out there.
Yes,
our content, supporting
they
us.
Like, they love us.
Yes,
they love us. Joe always be like, man, I like watching y'all. Y'all fun. So thanks, guys, and thanks to the audience for listening.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
Y'all making our numbers go up for our Freedom Train Radio, period. So just having y'all, just y'all participation. And also, even if you don't always go click on the show to listen to the show, you can just hit that little like button on the bottom of our website that says you liked it. And it also increases our traffic. So it's just helpful. You know,
yes,
showing us that y'all interested in what we're doing.
We appreciate
that. Right. So we got a quick show for y'all today. It's pretty much along the lines of what we do and how we like to kind of maneuver through our community. But before we get into that, I'm gonna do our quote of the day and our fact of the day. And our fact of the day is laughing for about 10 minutes can make you burn between 20 and 40 calories. So you mean that I can laugh all day long, and I'm like losing weight in my job?
Yeah, some people want to lose weight other places. So that's just like face, and we're gonna say face and neck, just losing the weight.
Y'all, not your stomach, not your hips, not the thighs.
Where are we burning these calories at?
That's interesting. That's the only thing I was thinking about with that. All day today.
All day.
That's what I'm saying. That's a very interesting concept. If I laugh for 10 minutes, I burn 20 to 40 calories. Now, how you doing? How you doing? Now, the funny thing about that is when you're, if we get to, if we're laughing for 40 minutes, like, I'm not saying like nonstop back to back, but you know, some last continuous back.
We were just laughing.
Exactly.
Podcast show recording with Jodim.
And we laughing constantly like that. We're burning calories. And I just, the only thing I'm interested in knowing is where are the calories burned.
It has to be like the naked.
Up in here.
You know, I don't know what show we get some of these facts from, but they be so fun. Some are very, very, very good, but that one today is very, very funny.
Because we don't know. Because we don't know.
I like that one, though. That's a good one.
And so that's just an interesting fact, y'all. So if you correct. But if just think about this. If you are thinking about losing weight in your jawline, your mouth area, any of these areas,
laugh.
You're burning calories. And, you know, that's a good for the soul anyway. Which goes into our quote of the day, a happy soul is the best shield for a cruel world. Mm. A happy soul is the best shield for a cruel world. So just think about a lot of how that combats each other, how that of the day goes in here with our quote. If you're laughing and you're burning calories, you obviously are becoming stronger somewhere in your body. Mm. To have a happy soul, which is shielding you from cruelty in the world.
A lot. Yeah. That's good. I like. Laugh all day long, people.
It is. And you just don't know who you're helping when you throw that laugh out there. Yeah. You may be saving a life or just doing something to put uplift somebody else's day.
That's
making somebody else.
I remember I worked at Navy. At the high school, and the owner of, he owned all the Wendy's in Tallahassee. And he was always, I was the girl that did the drive. I used to run the drive. Shout out to everybody that worked at Wendy's with me, because we used to run that drive. Like, we won the trophy every Monday. But look, I got a plaque to this day on my wall that I look at every day, reminding me of how far I actually have come.
Right.
And I was employee of the year, so that, just looking at that plaque on my wall, let me know, like, look, I come from humble beginnings and I'm still humble. But he always used to say, it takes more muscles in your face to frown, so you might as well smile. That always just stayed with me, like, wow, like that's
it's true, though, because I know. I really do. Like, honestly, if it's going to be beneficial to you, why not do it?
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything that's not benefiting me. And I think as we grew up more into this world, we started to realize that the things that benefit us make us happier than the things that are unbeneficial to us, i.e. lack of exercise, smoking cigarettes.
Drinking all that stuff.
Like, even if you do drink, there's nothing wrong with drinking. It's just over.
Yeah.
It's just the overconsumption of it. So it's just, and the only reason why I really think that the drinking bothers your body is because of what it does to your body. Otherwise, like, if you want to drink, drink. I just don't want it. I don't like the pudginess it gives you.
I don't like
it. Especially with the yeast. I don't want to get fat from enjoying
it. I have been drunk in my early 20s. And
I hated that feeling, so never again.
I have
fun, but I'm not getting drunk.
But I was 20.
I did it before I was 20. I think that was what my lesson was. That's why I don't drink like that. I can't.
Yeah.
My body
knows my limit. Yeah.
It's
like my husband used to be like, why you even drink wine?
I wouldn't even.
You don't even. You waste it. You waste it.
Yeah, because you do that every time we have wine, though. You
know I do.
You like a sipping with wine.
I do. And red wine is actually good for you, good for the heart. So
red wine is, and it gets you What we were able to do when we were in our early 20s, you can't do that now, because I even, Juneteenth weekend, I decided that I was going to have a party weekend, and not party weekend where I'm hanging out just doing that thing, this what I wanted to just drink every single day. And it wasn't like, we took shots. So I'm gonna, if I drink, I'm going to take a shot. And so if I do it, it's like, I'm taking these shots, and I'm like, this is why I don't do this no more. Because it will take, but I can never, ever get to that point of where I'm like, drunk.
Yeah.
Who want to feel that way? I did a week, my auntie went out of town when we were 17. My cousin, it was me and my cousin. And we, you know, back in the day, you had to sit at the liquor store to have somebody.
Get somebody put it right to get you some liquor. Yeah.
So we sitting out in the van. We waited, we see somebody who we look like we can come. We get about $10 to get us a bottle. He get us a bottle. And because he's a low life drinker, he get us a low life drink. And he, you know, end up, no, girl, no, I was not. But it was ended up being some like Bacardi something.
Okay.
And he ended up pocketing the rest of our money. We knew that's what he did, but whatever. We just wanted our little drink. Girl, we got tore up. You talking about somebody who felt like their body was dead for at least 24 hours. I felt like I was dead on the inside. That moment taught me never to do that again. So I never could be that person who, I'm always the sober person anyway.
Yeah.
I like to be that person. I like to be in control of what I got going on.
I was just telling my kids about that, man. I had friends, all of them, at young age, and I was always the one that he would bring me everywhere because I was a designated driver.
Yep.
I didn't drink and none of that stuff. So they was like, and the other, our other friends, girlfriends, was like, why Candace get to come? Why she get to go? Why she get to go and stuff? And they always was like, because Candace, that's the home girl. That's our food.
Yeah.
And then they knew that I wanted to come up with
right.
That was another reason. Even though I was with my girlfriend, but the others, they knew that I was going to keep my mouth closed. And I just was like, but I was the designated driver, really. That's what it really was. I was
They said they could trust Queen out there.
Yeah.
You kept the secret.
Look, I ain't told. So here, might be told one of my homegirls, but I ain't told her.
You know, people, it's
funny. It's funny. My kids laughed. They was like, really, Mom? I was like, yeah, really. They was like, oh my God.
My children think I'm like one of the lamest people just because they see my life real calm. And I'm good at it. I like my life now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the calmness of my life. But I said them quick. Y'all don't want to, all y'all, knowing about me will only make y'all be like, why are you going to tell me how to do something? You're not supposed to know everything about your
you
parents.
You can't tell them everything.
You're not supposed to know everything about your parents. I would never set myself up for that.
Yeah,
I'm going to train you up and do what you're supposed to do. But I am also, I am also the do as I say.
Do as I do.
Because I don't want them to think that, like, I don't tell them stuff that I don't believe in.
Yeah.
If I'm doing something now, when I'm teaching them, that's literally what I expect from them. Because I'm living that walk. Whatever I'm teaching my children now, I walk in that same walk.
Oh, so, you have to be honest. You have to be honest with them. And like you said, there's some stuff that you just cannot tell them. But my mom, she was very honest with us. There's a lot of stuff that we knew about. And my mom started talking to me and my brother at the dominant. And we moved back with her from with my grandmother's 4th, 5th grade. I was in the, like, she really talked to us about stuff. Yeah, like, she taught us about stuff. She taught us about life. I don't think I would be the person that I am if I was 10 years with my grandma. I think I would have been.
Yeah, because that's a shield.
A lot of stuff.
Your grandparents are still one of those people who believe in do as I say, not as I do. You know, because they're raised with that mentality of kids stay in a kid's place. So with that being said, they don't have that. We're teaching our kids differently. I'm never gonna teach my kid the method of do as I say, not as I do. I don't believe in it. So if they see me doing something wrong and I'm trying to teach them something to get that, they're gonna question it. Point blank, period. Because of what I've already showed them. Same thing with your mom. She knew. And if she showed y'all along the way, that veil was removed. You know, a kid only is only going to grow from what they're allowed to see. of what you're showing them. My grandmother was still strict all the way through raising us. And she and I know what a parent needs when they say stay in a child's place. Mm-hmm. I'm very understanding of that, but I also question a lot of it too. Because when you say stay in a child's place, does that mean that if something's going on with me, I can't tell you because it might be offensive to you as an adult? You know what I'm saying? So it's certain things that you gotta be mindful of how you address it with your children. You can't be like stay in a child's place at all times. You know what I'm saying? Give them, teach them what a child's place is so they'll understand. Exactly. I don't need my children to be hiding stuff because they're not in a child's place.
Yeah. We know it's some stuff that they don't tell us, but we don't tell these folks out here.
Right. But it was because of what we were raised to believe as well. Like, we were told that we couldn't come in the kitchen if grown-up was in the kitchen. Yeah. So you mean to tell me if this grown-ass man done walked in my room and decided at your party, Mom, and he decided that he can come in my room and touch me and do or say something very egregious toward me, and because it's grown people in the kitchen talking, I got to wait until you leave when he can start denying. Now he can deny it because he gone now. The party over. He has the opportunity. So when you set standards with your children, be very, very descriptive with children. Because our parents were very broad with us on what they meant, it screwed up a lot of our thinking. I know my mama didn't mean don't come and tell me if somebody touched me by saying what she said, but I also know that if I stood up and did something, you might knock me down because I'm in the wrong right now because I'm not in my place. So give me some understanding, and then I can have some understanding of what you're saying. Please. Clarify. We got a comment. Hold on 1 second. Trine, she says, that's how you keep an open dialect with your children. You have to make them comfortable to come to you to talk about hard things. And that's very, very true. If we want to make them have this a pillow, we need to be a pillow sometimes to make them feel like this is a comfortable. So, I definitely believe it. And I think that's why my children now look at me more as being way more easier. Mm-hmm. Because as they were younger, I was very much more strict to get them to this understanding of where we are now. And it wasn't like strict where every time they did something wrong, they got in trouble. I never did that. Yeah. It was just more of, you got to, you do what
you can. Yeah, because I was saying, when they were open, I used to just sit and talk, and I could just ask questions and they. It just answer like it ain't that.
Because of that, you give your kids that comfortable setting. Mm-hmm. Me and my kids joke more than we fuck.
You can't judge them on everything. Why are they? No. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should have probably did. I don't think I would have did it like that, but I'm saying that's what I would tell my daughter. Cause she, I tell her, girl, I ain't going to be debating with you.
Because she's very opinionated. I ain't going to be debating with you, girl.
Right.
So you know what? I'm going to let you have this one, Miss Miller. I'm going to let you have this one, Miss Miller.
But I love it because she's very strong-minded. Very strong-minded.
And that means you're raising her well. You led by example. You teach her.
She's very strong. That girl, yeah. Oh, my God. Rashard, he's the same way, but Rashard just don't like foolish people. Like, he don't have time for foolishness. He don't care. He's a act. That foolishness
is all quick.
He ain't got time for foolishness. So. But we won't go on here because me and Shelby talk about these kids and everything else. So when.
Because, you know, that's all a part of what we do. Yeah. If we can't, we cannot go out in the community and be trying to build up children in the community. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? You got some people shouting you out on the page.
How you doing, Sam?
We can't be out here trying to bridge gaps in the community if our homes are wrecked and things are screwed up in our surroundings. Because what are our kids showing the people? You know what I'm saying? That's like a slap in the face or a spit in the face. That's why people always used to say stuff like preacher's kids got it the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're a preacher, you gotta have a lot more civility for yourself. When you're a preacher's kid, that's the same thing. Exactly, that's the same thing with being somebody who, as a community person who's in the community, I don't need y'all running around here getting locked up arrested. All I'm not saying that, you know, it's not bound. Something like that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
But I do it because I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I am saying that there are people look at you differently because of
your
what
parents.
I
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
So you like, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Yeah, we have to be mindful too. We got to be more affluent in how we walk as well. So anyway, it kind of brings us back around to the whole community thing. What is community and how does community affect you as a person? How does your community affect how you live? So if you're living in a community where there's not a lot of things being kept, there's a lot of unkeptness, there's a lot of violence and things or things that negative things that are going on in your neighborhood, how does that affect how you live in your community?
That affects you a lot. That affects your children. And if you own your home in that community, that affects all of that as a whole. Like your
property,
your property value.
Yep.
You know, you want to come in your community and you want it to look nice.
You want to feel good.
You want to feel good about your community and stuff like. And most people that live in the same community as you, really, y'all have the same beliefs, the same some of them, same culture. Same spiritual beliefs and everything. So it's like, you know, you want to be like, look, I want to be able to come over and look, my neighborhood look nice. I don't want somebody to be scared to come to my neighborhood because you see people doing crazy stuff. I know. And like I was telling somebody earlier, it don't matter what you say. You can be out here in Killarney and all of those other high class stuff going on over there
too,
you just don't know about.
It
ain't important. So, like, don't think because a certain part of town has more violence than you actually see. It's violence going on all around in every community. And some is worse than others. We just don't hear about it. But you want to be, that's why we have to build up our community, especially our community.
That's right.
Us brown, black people, whatever we call the shades and stuff now. We have to build up our own community. Like that, to me, that is more important than anything. This next generation, this is going to be our senators, our doctors, our lawyers, stuff like that. So we got to instill in them what we need to instill in them so they can move to the next level. I'm about to say, I don't want some of these kids being my doctor, my lawyer, my nurse, my president. Look at them now.
But you don't think that's the thing, you're judging them at a young age.
Yeah.
But you're judging them and you're not putting time into
it.
And that's another thing about community. How you doing, Latuz? So with that being said, when I was growing up, I remember living in Fourth Avenue apartment. My grandmother had one of the cleanest apartments in those apartments. My grandmother would be out sweeping her porch daily. She watering her flowers, feeding her plants. Doing everything. My grandmother taught me from the beginning of time, whatever you have, take care of it. It don't matter what it is. If you start at an early age benefiting and realizing that what you have and being proud of what you have, you'll keep growing.
Yeah.
It always makes you feel like you're doing something and you're taking care of something. So when you're raising your children, that's pretty much the same thing. When you're building up in the community, it's the same thing. I'm one of those people that, like, I don't know what it is about the street, my street, where I live on. My house, where I currently live, is on the corner of the two middle streets.
Okay.
So my issue with that is, I don't know, because of that, that's where when the kids walking down the street, that's where they drop everything,
all the trash,
all that, you know. If they eat plates of food walking down the street, the food plate of food when they done end up on the side of the road, I'm always out there picking up stuff. I cannot stand it. And the other day, I see a full live weed in the middle of the road, guys. I said, so y'all just gonna make this the ugly corner of Tallahassee.
Tree.
If you sit on that, you remember the ugly corner in Pompano? Anybody from Pompano? Nobody ugly corner. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
We had an ugly corner when we were in Polk County. In our little town, we had a corner that they called the ugly corner. And we, as kids, we used to sit out there on the electric box And Sheila, everybody came to just one of the one too far from the basketball court that was across the highway. So,
man,
it might be one everywhere.
It might just be one everywhere. But I swear to God, my street has created the end of my street as the ugly corner, and I'm upset. Because now y'all dropping weed. So anywho, whatever you have, wherever you live, it's your job to be proud of what you have and taking care of what you have. Because regardless of anything, my landlord or whoever, that's their property.
Yeah.
So whatever happens with their property value is going to be decreased by things that are happening in that neighborhood. So people who own their houses in certain neighborhoods, you got to be conscious of the people who come in through your neighborhood because they loiter, they litter, they put your children at risk, they put your... whatever community I live in, people don't know I'm in the community. That's just the way it is. So I'm going to be that person that every time I hear noise outside, I'm looking. What y'all doing? Because listen, man, I'm not going to be hurting my children.
I love to be the mom. She passed, but her neighbors spoke at her on the phone, and that's what they said about her. They was like, Idella, are you going out of town? Idella will call you and be like, she would tell, what you doing over there? Why you over there bothering stuff? You don't live there. They don't. You don't need to be over there. Like, she really was a person that watched me. And that's a good thing.
You got to have
neighbors like that that look out for one another. I could tell you, like, even my parents, like, every neighbor that they didn't ever have, and they still in the same spot where I grew up in. Every neighbor that they didn't ever have, probably except two, they didn't became friends. Every neighbor that
they know them people take a trust them in that neighborhood.
They didn't became friends with everybody. They might not know my mom, but they know my sister.
Right.
They know
somebody over there.
They know somebody over there. So, you know, it's like you got to take care of your neighborhood. You gotta look out for one another. Your neighbors, need to look out for you. You see them speak, have a little conversation, you know? And just look out for your neighbors and stuff and take care of you because you know community is everything. I was watching T.I. and somebody, and he was saying how he told his kids, y'all don't even understand. The neighbors used to be able to beat me when I was a kid. Y'all don't get it. And then go home and get whooping by mama them as well.
Yeah, because you're American.
Yeah. And you don't really have that. You don't have that anymore, you know. But look, you in my neighborhood, your kids out there doing something, ain't got no business. I'm going to go out there and say something. Now, if you like it, fine. If you don't, I don't care. But I'm going to say something if I see your child doing something that they don't have no business in. Because I know you as a parent as well would not like for them to be doing what they actually do. But, you know, we got to get back to life.
That village
and forming that good, strong, tight-knit
community. And you got a lot of that, and you do have the village or communities because you're going to have times where if you see the kids out there being mistreated, people going to step outside and say something. But that community comes along with the leadership because your leadership affects your community.
Yeah.
So if you don't have anybody in the community that's willing to stand up for what's going on, you're not going to have as much sustainability, growth, even just that neighborhood cleanup and neighborhood watch. You're not going to have any of that if people don't take those roles in the community themselves. You don't always have to be appointed to do something.
Just do it.
I mean, if you see something going on wrong, if you see Miss Adame down the street every single day on her little walker dragging her trash out there, tell Miss Adame. You see what time she's doing it every day. So just make it your duty to go and assist her. That's an elderly woman. So it's like it seems like that they're going to be. And then guess what? In return, Miss Adame is going to start making sure she watches me out. Old people don't leave home.
They be watching.
You know what I'm saying?
They be watching.
They might tell you everybody that came up in your yard. They might
tell you
the color
car.
They might tell you the color
car.
They ain't gonna tell you a lot of things, but they gonna be watching.
They do. I will say they do. They be out there.
Right. I grew up
in Polk County. Everybody used to be on their porch. All times of the day, I can remember being on the porch, and I can remember just sitting on the porch, and neighbors passed by. Hey, Sister Johnson, hey, Miss Johnson, how you doing? My grandmother don't even knew the mailman. Like, literally, he walked up, put the mail in the mailbox, have a conversation, everything.
Yep.
So it's everything has totally changed, but we need, I think we really need to get back to some of those values that I seen as a kid.
Togetherness.
Yeah, some togetherness that's
growing up. That whole stay away from me separation thing is all that stuff of like trying to keep people divided,
yeah,
is going to be the death of communities, because if we're always saying don't say anything to my kid, that's not, don't fuss at my kid, don't do this. I mean, there's ways you can discipline a kid without yelling at him. There's ways the neighbor can talk to a kid, but at least allow that. Allow your child to be scolded by somebody that cares about. If I'm living next to you, obviously I care about your child, because if I'm seeing it, I don't have to, I can just ignore it.
And let them do whatever.
Right. Let them tell your damn house up.
And let them
and have the police
and
over
the
there.
Police
all the kind of stuff that's going
over
on.
Here doing such and such, you know. But, you know, nobody don't really want to do stuff.
We don't want to do this.
We don't
so
want to do
you what you just want to keep it to where your children are always in demand with people that care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them surrounded by people like that. Invite them, talk, invite them to things, take them to social events so they can see people, and always keep it. Because a lot of children just feel like, if my mama don't show up, if she's not taking me nowhere, then obviously she don't have nothing going on. They don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So involve them in your life a little bit so they can see if you have leadership roles and what you're doing out there.
And make them realize how fortunate that they are.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes them realize how fortunate that they are. You know, kids be like, oh, I didn't know that people be. Yeah, you don't know because you ain't had to live this type of life, so you don't know. You don't understand. But when they actually see their parents working in a human day, some, and I can't say all, but some kids have a different look, like, oh, like, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that builds character in them. So you'll be surprised what your children going to do when they leave out your household and they take that, what you instilled in them, that they don't.
But you got to involve them in stuff anyway, because if, like, just say, for instance, you're one of those parents that have a little bit more of a better life to provide for your children. And you're never allowing them to see anything but what you do for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a little bit of a shield over their face because they don't see what other people have to go through to live. So if you're in the community and you're donating to the community, whatever your aspect is in the community, let your children know what you're doing, because they need to see that there are other things going on outside of y'all bubble.
Oh, yeah.
They really need to see that, because what tends to happen is they go to these schools, and they're uppity little asses, looking down on everybody else's kids,
mm-hmm.
and then or saying that things are not, oh, this they're poor, or this isn't this, or this is that, and you be and they start bullying, and they only know it's bullying at first, but that's what it ends up being. So keep your kids with the understanding of knowing how other people live, because it's everybody's life is different. We got, and they have to know that, man. We cannot have our kids thinking that everything that we do is the only thing that they see.
And that's not.
It's not. So, what y'all think? Let us know what y'all think about the leadership in y'all communities. Are y'all, do you feel like if you take a different approach
on it
to it, that you would be more involved in your community? Do you think that the approach that you've taken is already good enough for what you want to do with your community?
Yeah.
What do you all think about that? If you want to respond to that, definitely shoot us an email, drop us
a comment
on here so we can holler at y'all next week when we come back. But we definitely want to know what y'all feel about your role in your community and or the leaders that are in the community, so that we can start seeing a change in what we do.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yes.
We have so much going on. I know we always had violence, but it has went like a high. Like, I'm just
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
You pick up the newspaper, you turn on it, and I don't watch them, but when I'm with my patients, I'm reading the newspaper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because like a and it's something everyday constantly going on. So we really have to we got to do better. We got to come together as a community as a whole and really start.
It's our job.
Yeah. Put some stuff in place for these kids. Because a lot of and really they all are young kids.
Yeah.
They young kids. Like Seth was saying something about her daughter to her friend. Got here last week. Her daughter is what, I think?
19.
So we're talking about like ages 15
and this is 22 years old. Look at the misvalued life in that.
Yeah.
How we are not, our kids are not valuing, like, you guys, we were talking, we valued life so much growing up that we were scared to step on a crack. We were scared to step on a crack to break our mama's back. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we value life just that much that we did not want anything to even happen to our parents. And we it is funny now because, you know, back in the day, you know, somebody, if our parents made us mad, we might run to that crack.
Just the
opposite of that.
I hope it's
but it's just as serious, though. Like, we value life. We value things. Just about like getting up, being able to run outside of place, and just be able to
that fresh,
yeah, fresh air. Just it was so much of the small things as a kid growing up, and I really want you guys to start getting more involved, more physically involved, mm-hmm. because I mean a donation is always awesome, mm-hmm. but when you
with nine lives, they do things. They do.
They do.
That's
and it's right Lord up. Jesus.
Yeah.
They do. They really do. That's a very good point. And I think honestly the young ladies are starting to feel that way more too.
Yeah.
They don't think that their lives, they don't think that they can die either. These young kids just don't think,
yeah, I'm not here with that. She's actually a mentor. She's a mentor.
Well, you need to come out to our meeting on Tuesday. Even if you can't come out, we can get you, shoot you a volunteer form so that you can maybe get involved in some mentorship with our nonprofit. That would be really, really awesome.
She works with girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I met another lady at a meeting that met with that mentor young lady that at a Griffin.
Yeah.
And she's a teacher there, and I want to get her involved as well because we definitely need some hands-on approaches with that. And a lot of our girls now are there. That this is why it's so important to be involved in someone's life. Thank you, Miss. I appreciate that too. We appreciate you guys. And this is just something that if it's in your heart, you're gonna want to do it anyway. So kids, little girls now are at a point where they're selling drugs harder than the young men. They fighting harder than the young men because we always knew that little girls popped the razors in their mouth and had them in there, but baby, it's worse. They got guns now, little girls shooting now. So it's just like we really need hands-on approaches to this epidemic within our community. Our community, our problem. I really believe that. So if we want to change and we want to see different, we got to make that change. We gotta definitely do that because they kill it. It's a lot. It's a murder every other week. Every week in Tallahassee, somebody dies. And I think that in our community,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's other stuff going on in but other communities, but in our community,
that's what we actually want.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Y'all come on.
Yes, it definitely stems from bigger issues. If you definitely want to get involved, please. Gather yourselves and come out to our interest meeting this Tuesday, July 7th. It will be at 2502 Holton Street in the portable. We have there's a outreach portable. You'll see it once it's in the back of the community. Drive to the back and you can just park with it and come out and help us out. But come get signed up, come get linked, come find out how, even if you can't volunteer, come find out how your resources of your business or your organization can be a help or asset to that community. because we're doing a lot of things in the community now that we want to do to bridge gaps. And that's inclusive of parent workshops, male workshops, women workshops, different things of that nature. So if you have things that you can, put your hands on and physically bring as an asset to our meeting Tuesday, please come out and do that. 6 p.m., 2502 Holton Street, in the back where the portable is.
Don't be scared.
So, we're going to do our closing remarks. Queen.
Y'all know I always say the same thing. Change your mindset. When you change your mindset, you change your life. Start thinking positive, guys. Start doing affirmations. Look, I'm doing these affirmations and things this day. But that's with me changing my mind. I have changed my mindset to program different than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can honestly say, like, I'm more joyful, more happy, more generous, and all of those things. But when you change your mindset, you change your life. Trust me when I tell you this. Start getting into listening to different affirmations, just different people that speak on the mindset and changing your mindset. Now, trust and believe me, watch where you will actually go by changing the way that you think. That negative, you think negative, negative stuff's going to happen. You think positive, positive stuff happens. And it is a known fact. So change your mindset. Change your life. Do something nice for someone. I put up a post. It is July 1st. This is the 7th month. That means the month. 7 means completion. Show it to someone 7 times. It don't have to be financial. It could just be your time.
Correct.
So find 7 people to do something for, something with them. It could be anything. It don't have to be financial. It could be just your time. Find 7 people. Get it done this month. Trust me. When you do that, watch out for what you got.
That was good stuff. That's so much food from Queen right there. If you haven't heard anything else on the show today, if you just tuning in, you caught that. I think you fed for the week. So definitely thank you for that, Queen. And just to piggyback off her, when you are out there in the rest of your week and enjoying your time, make sure you're safe. Make sure you're always watching your back. Make sure you're watching your surroundings.
There's still
so much going on. So just make sure you're just covering yourself and protecting yourself, your family, shielding everybody around you. We love y'all. We like y'all. We always appreciate you all for tuning in. Check us out next Wednesday. And again, thank you for tuning in to Shelby's World.
Bye.
Thank y'all.